Okay, today is Makos Daf Beis. Makos Daf Beis, Baruch Hashem Rabosai. We start a new beginning, and got a Masechta that many are familiar with from the days of Yeshiva, but we started together today, just a related point, sometime this week, unclear exactly when, but Hashem, there'll be a new shiur starting on the OU.org website, OU.org, a shiur related to that week's daf. Some topic that relates to the daf, and I will be announcing exactly when and what the topic is, but hopefully it'll be various topics that come up that we don't have time for to talk about during the daf, but the OU's vision is to have another shiur related to the dafs for all those who are interested in more depth of some topic that came up on the daf. So, Be'ez Hashem, I'll be starting that this week, and along with the parsha shiur that I already announced, it'll be on the OU.org starting in a week or two from now as well. Okay, but today we start with that base, and I will announce, I think it'll be there'll be a shiur tomorrow, but well, I'll announce exactly when it would be up there. Okay, so let's start Makos. Here we go. Ketzad ha'edim na'asin zomamin. How do edim become zomamin? So, sounds like we're coming in the middle of something. One would think, what are edim zomamin? So, a number of times, Masechtas start off in the middle. You don't have to go look further than brachas. Maybe it's like Orna Shema. So the Gemara already asks, what do you mean when? Just tell us, they have to say Kriya Shema first. Metinus, when do you start saying Mashiva Ruach? The Gemara says, who says you have to say Mashiva Ruach? So here too, it sounds like we're starting off in the middle. We already even without looking at the words of Makos, maybe we already know that we're starting off in the middle. Because we've mentioned in the past that the order of the Masechtas that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put together, generally, is it, or the Rambam goes through in the Hakdamah D'Pirush Mishnayos a conceptual order of every Masechta. What does Brachas have to do with Peah and Demai and Kilayim? Every Masechta the Rambam goes through in the Hakdamah D'Pirush Mishnayos explaining what exactly one Masechta has to do with another Masechta. But another possibility that is mentioned by a number of the Mefarshim is that just look at the size. Rav Yehuda Hanasi put the biggest Masechtas at the beginning of the Seder, and he got smaller as he goes down, because he knows as an educator, you got to conquer the big ones at the beginning. If you leave the big ones for later, it's never going to get done. So if you look at every Seder, the biggest Masechtas are at the beginning. That's what the, Brachas, I mean, there are some Siddur Mishnayos, Trumas is a little longer, but if you look in general, that might be different, because there are no... because Zeruah might have its own unique category, but if you look in Moed, Shabbos starts off, and then Erevin, and Pesachim, and Shkalim, and Yom HaSukkah Beis, it continues, it's all going down in order. Yevamos, Ksubos, Nedarim, Yevamos has 14 Prakim, and it keeps going. Bava Kamma, the Bavas were all one Masechtas, that starts off with 30 Prakim, and then comes Sanhedrin, which has 11 Prakim, and then Makos, and then Shavuos. Right, so what's Makos doing there? Then you can just continue. Like Taurus, Kalim is the longest Masechta. Then Alas, the second longest Masechta. Continue. Zvachim and Achas. So in every Seder, it seems to be longest to shortest. What's Makos doing here? So, as many know, Makos is really connected to the previous Masechta, connected to Sanhedrin. And that's why, Kesei and Asa Zoma, the Gemara itself is going to tell us in a minute what the connection is between Makos and Sanhedrin. But that is why Makos is here, al pipshuto, that is connected to a previous Masechta. So, Ketzad Edim Na'asim Zomamin. So, how do Edim become Zomamin? As we will see, this Masechta has three basic topics, one per parak. The first parak is all about Edim Zomamin. The second parak is Elohein HaGolin, right? All the discussions of going to Golus. And the third parak is Elohein HaLokin, which is the longest parak, and that's all about Malkus, hence the name of the Masechta. So, Ketzad Edim Na'asim Zomamin. The first parak is all about Edim Zomamin, which already we'll touch on today. So how do Edim become Zomamin? We know that Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, there is a concept called Edim Zomamin, to Edim come to court and say that something took place. Other witnesses come, called the Edim Mazimin, and say, we have no idea if what you said is true or not. Right? We have no idea. But we know you couldn't have seen it at that time because you were with us somewhere else. That's the chiddush of Edim Zomamin. Edim Mazimin, we believe the second pair of Edim, the Edim Mazimin, over the Edim Zomamin, and even though, logically, why should we believe these two over those two? What's the difference? Right? So the Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, my chazit to smoke a high. We had this back in Maseches Sanhedrin. How do you apostle Edim Zomamin? When do you apostle them from? But that's the chiddush of Edim Zomamin. Even though they're arguing about not what took place, but if it was possible for them to have seen it, that's the Chiddush, we believe, the second set of Edim. And as we know, the Edim get the punishment that they wanted to inflict on the people that they testified about. Right? Kasher Zomim La'asos La'achim. Like they tried to inflict it. That's Edim Zomim. So how did Edim become Zomimim? So the Mishnah, instead of saying a normal case, quotes a very unusual case. Me'idin, and that's what the Gemara is going to ask, that is the first question. Me'idin on a bish ploni. So what does the Mishnah say? We testify about a certain person. Shehu ben Gerusha o ben Chalutza. That he is a son of a divorced woman or son of a Chalutza woman. A woman who did Chalitza. Which means that the child cannot be a Kohen with full Kedusha. If a Kohen marries a Gerusha or Chalutza, then the child is a Chalal. The child is halachically a Yisrael. What does the word chalal mean? Chalal means literally empty. A chalal is a corpse, because he's empty of life. Chalal is an empty space. It's missing. Chilul Hashem is a space where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiddush Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is lacking there now. Chilul always means emptiness. So a chalal is a Kohen who lost his Kedushas Kahuna. So that could happen in various ways, but one of the ways is that if a Kohen marries a Grusha, so this is Daraisa for a Kohen to marry a Grusha, or a Chalutza, then that child is a Jew, it's a full Jew, but he's a Yisrael. He gets the third Aliyah. He gets the third Aliyah. I remember a number of years ago, one of my Rabbeim, I remember, it got to be 25 years ago, that he had a Shaila, he's a Rav out a certain community, and there was a certain person in the shul who was a Kohen who married a Grusha. And it was time for the son to have his bar mitzvah. So he wanted his son to get a very chash of aliyah. The first one. So the question is, he can't get the first aliyah. You know, it was the father's fault that he's saying. So he worked it out, explaining to him, convincing him that maftir is really the best aliyah, and really the son should get maftir, etc. And he got maftir. So that's a Kohen, Yisrael could get maftir, or a Kohen could get maftir. And in that way, he was able to convince. But really, a kid who is born to this type of marriage is a chalal. So, two Edom come and say, so-and-so is a chalal. He's a ben gerusha ben chalutza. They want to take away his status of kahuna. So, ein omrim, we don't say, yasazet ben gerusha ben chalutza. We don't say that if they prove it to be zomimin, that the Edom themselves should become a ben gerusha, they should become chalalim. What does that mean? Rashi says that they're kahanim. If they're kahanim, we don't treat them as begrut or bechalutzes. There's another pshat in the Rishon, and maybe even if they're not, we should treat them as possible of some time, in some way, that they should have the status of chalal regarding if they live with a kohenis now, they should possible her, like a chalal possible her. And that could apply even to a Yisrael. We could give the Yisrael the possibling power of a kohen chalal. That's another possibility that some Rishonim mentioned. So we don't say that, in any case. Tachtav, instead of the person, Ella, lo ke'arboim. But we say, you give him malchus. Give him malchus. So, as the Gemara is gonna ask in a minute, you might have said, right, this is not a case of regulating zomimin. Right, it's strange that Mishnah starts off, how did Edom become zomimin? And it gives this case, which is not a normal case. That's what the Gemara is gonna ask. Number of points though, on this first line. What do they testify? He is a ben gerusha. What do they testify that they know? We know he is a ben gerusha. What are they testifying about? So Rashi says that they testify that they saw this person get divorced. Second Rashi in the Masechta, third Rashi, Shehu ben gerusha, b'faneinu nisgarsha imo, kodem she'nolad. But we know that we saw the divorce. We were witnesses to the divorce. V'hari yuchalal apostle. So that's what Rashi says. Before us, we saw. The Pnei Yeshua emphasizes, haven't had a Pnei Yeshua's in a while. So back to Pnei Yeshua's. First Pnei Yeshua on Masechas Makkos. First Pnei Yeshua says, what's Rashi driving at? That we witness? Because remember, says the Pnei Yeshua, for Edom Zomimin, you have to have a specific time period and place for there to be an issue of Edom Zomimin. So you can't just testify, oh, we know this. So Rashi's emphasizing there was an event that took place that they witnessed at a certain place. Or else there wouldn't be Edom Zomimin to talk about. That's what the Bnei Yeshua says. V'nira shusach lefarish kain, dim lo kain, lo shayach inyan hazama, pe'edazeh. If you don't say that it was a specific event that they witnessed, then, you know, like what if a woman says, I admit, right? If your mother admitted to us. I guess that would be another example that they would know if they testify on this day and this place that she admitted. But either way, there has to be an event that took place. She ikra hazama, hainu kishuhuzma de'edim, shamri manu ayisim yoploni. says the Pnei Yeshua. V'yimkein, im he'idu stam al ploni shehu ben garusha, k'dei la'asoso chalal, imkein lo shayach achmal saklal, shein zotali bezman, and that's why Rashi has to come up with a case of a specific event that takes place that they witnessed. That is point number one, shehu ben garusha. Then, what about ben chalutza? They say that she is a ben chalutza. We know a ben chalutza, if a kohen marries a chalutza, the child is also a chalal and is pasul. Before we get specifically to that, ask another question. Tosfos, the end of the first Tosfos, last five lines. Tosfos says, why didn't the Gemara say that they testify that he was a mamzer? Why dafka a chalal? Rabbi Yidanovish Ploni, that his parents were an Eshazishazinsa. Why dafka a ben garusha or ben chalutza? So Tosfos says, Lesh the Doctor, last five lines, Amaylo Noka, Yidanovish Ploni, Shu Mamzer. That's an example that applies to all Jews. Not just Kohanim, you have to come up, oh, they're Kohen witnesses. So Tosfos says, it's La Dafka, because you want to tell us another Chiddush that we're going to learn about Abbas Kohen, Misrefa, we're going to talk about it in the Gemara. That's Tosfos.
I didn't but, know that the kid is actually a result of that.
Maybe they would have to testify that we saw, circumstantial evidence of the man and the woman. How does anybody ever testify about Znus?
How do you know
that this child, that's one answer. One answer might be that, how do you ever know that the child is a result of this specific relationship? To say that the people got divorced before this kid was born, that you know. But maybe, how do you know, right? Maybe this woman was Mazana today, she was Mazana yesterday too, she was Mazana a week from now. That's one answer that's given by the Rishonim. But another answer, the Ritva says, he has another problem. Not just, why doesn't it say Mamzer, but how can it give the case of Chalutza? The Isser of Chalutza L'Kohen is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. The Isser of Chalutza L'Kohen is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So says the Ritva, forget that it should have said Mamzer, Chalutza is a problem. Why is Chalutza a problem? Because an Isser Grusha L'Kohen is an Isser D'Araisa. An Isser of Chalutza L'Kohen is an Isser D'Rabbanan. You're going to testify about an Isser of Psul D'Rabbanan and you're going to get Malkus D'Araisa? Right? That's the Ritva's Kasha. How could that be? So he says, Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean Chalutza, says the Ritva. Because throughout Shas, whenever it says Ben Gerusha, it throws in Ben Chalutza. Even though really Ben Gerusha is the Iker. There's no real Daraisa Hazama. So that's what the Ritva says, Lav Dafka. Says the Arach Laner, Baruch Hashem. Arach Laner is on Sanhedrin and on Makkos, so we stay with him. The Arach Laner says, and this I think will be the topic of the Shir this week, based on this Arach Laner, and that is, the Arach Laner says, no, even if it's Psul Darabanan, it could bring out Hazama Daraisa. Because we find in many areas, not all of them are the same, how Dinim Darabanan could affect issues on a Daraisa level. So we'll give examples of that in the Shir, but says the Aruch Laner right here, Lani is Daiti Yishlomar, Kivam Dalka upon him, Ata, Lefi Masha Poslo Rabbanan Chalutza Lekohen, Ratzu Leposlo Ula Haziko. They want to be Mazik, this guy. They want to cause him to be a Chalal. So who cares if it's Darabanan? Lemaisa, they're Posling him. Lemaisa, they're ruining his life in certain ways. That's good enough for Adam Zomerman. Shaper, Lucky Minat Torah. Demali, what? It's worse than causing him a loss of money? What's the difference? Demali imrazel afsidu mamon sheish bo din hazama min haTorah or imrazel afsidu yichuso. They're ruining his yichus, and therefore that is why even drabanan. And also, he says that answers the Tosas Krasha, because this is the chiddush why it says this instead of mamzer. If it says mamzer, okay, fine. So din daraisa pasul daraisa. The chiddush is that even chalutza, it throws in grusha because it says chalutza, just the opposite of the Ritva. The Ritva says it says chalutza, thrown in because it says grusha. It says the Aruch Laner just the opposite. It throws in grusha because it says chalutza. But the real chiddush of the Mishnah is chalutza, which is din drabanan, and even though they're apostling him only on the drabanan level, it is still kasher zamam de oraisa. So that is the Tosfos and the Ritva and the Aruch Laner. Good. So that's on the line of Ben Charusha, and then you have the line of Ben Chalutza, and then Loke Arboim. Then Loke Arboim. So, every phrase of this Mishnah, I'm telling you, Makkos is jam-packed. First Ramban in the Masechta. We haven't had a Ramban in a little while. First Ramban in the Masechta asks, 1 minute, isn't there another problem? It says, Beidon Arbish Ploni, right, Ben Charusha Ben Chalutza, so we say Loke Arboim. Why don't they have to pay money? Why should they have to pay money? They wanted to cause these guys the inability to eat truma. Right? So that's didi mamadis. So kashas abam lasas lachiv. So fine, maybe they should get malchus for the bankerut, the status they wanted to confer. But what about money? Why don't they have to pay money? Right? That's Rabban's kasha. The Rabban gives three answers. Three answers. Each one we could spend time on, we'll just mention them. Number one, the Rabban says he thinks that's grumma. He thinks that's grumma. Right, it's not good enough in to be called real direct hezek. I'll read it to you. Leka de do'in dina de garmi, ele bishagaram behifsid. I'm sorry, let me just go back in order. I skipped one. Chada de lo bari hezeka bedina de garmi. It's not so bari hezeka, right? He has shuma, he's not eating shuma. It's not dafka that it's bari hezeka, that he has something now that you're damaging. Number one. Number two, and this is also a very big topic, garmi, we mentioned back in Baba Kama, that there are three ways to damage somebody. If I take a bat and smash your headlight, that's called maisa yashir, direct damage. If I damage you totally indirectly, let's say I water my grass in my yard, and the water goes from the yard into your property and somehow causes you water damage. That's indirect, that's grumma. I'm doing something on my property, it goes to you. But then there's something in the middle. Let's say I take a shtar that says Ruby owes you $100 and I rip it up. So that's a direct damage, but it's not like breaking your... It's breaking a shtar raya of yours that says so-and-so owes you $100. Mazik shibudo shel chadero. Garmi is always somewhere in the middle. It's machlokas tanoim, whether we don't need it to garmi or not. It's a big sugya. So the Ramban here, the Ramban felt it so important, the Ramban, the end of Makkos, the Ramban has a separate sefer called Kuntras Dinin de Garmi. I don't know if he has a separate sefer about any other topic. Maybe he wanted to. But he has a separate sefer, Garmi. Go through all the sugis and shas, 30 sugis and shas, where Garmi is shayach, where it comes up. So here, says the Ramban, he says, you want to be mechayev, this isn't enough for Garmi, because Garmi only applies, Garmi is already on shaky ground. Because it's Garmi, it's not Maisa Yashir. Garmi only applies, this is like Garmi, says the Ramban. Garmi only applies what you actually damaged, not what you tried to damage. There's no garmi by inim zomimin. That's the chiddush of the Ramban. Garmi only applies when you actually succeeded. But if you didn't succeed, so then there's no garmi. That's the Ramban's chiddush right here on that base. Like a don dini de garmi, ala b'shagarmi hifsid, aval zeh lo garmi hifsid klum, shareinu ben gerusha opiem, v'rachman amar kashazamam, v'lo kashazamam ligro. Okay, number two. And number three is also, each one of these is gold. The Ramban says third answer, Kasher zamam only lasos la'achiv only applies if you could be mekayim kasher zamam on the main thing that they were trying to do. If you could punish them the main thing they're trying to do, then you throw in the side things as well. But if the main thing they're trying to do you can't apply to them, then you don't apply the side things to them either. What's the main thing they're trying to do here? They're trying to make him a ben gerusha. They're trying to cause him not to eat truma. That's a side thing that comes up. But said the Ramban, the ikanami lefruke, to even the kivan she'enatam akayim bayam kasher zaman be'ikare dusam, shehu apsul, iata yochol akayim bayam kasher zaman betashlumi hamamon. Shari af lebonav, so it continues. But that is the third, and that's a yisod that hopefully will come up again and again. That if you can't be mekayim the ikar kasher zaman, you can't be mekayim the other kasher zaman as well. Okay, let's continue. So the Mishnah, first half of the Mishnah said, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so he gets Malchus. Okay, something else to talk about, but we'll continue. Meaning on a Bish Ploni Shu Chayel Golos. Similarly, two people come to court and say, so-and-so killed Bishogeg. We saw Reuven kill Shimon Bishogeg. Right, and he's Chayel Golos. So, and then they prove it to be Zomamin. So do we say that they go to Golos instead? No. Ein Omrim Yigla Zetachta, we don't say he goes to Golos instead. Ella Loka Arbam, but they get Malchus. That's the Mishnah. First Tosfos. Doing the first Ramban, the first Pnei Yeshua. We're going to do the first Tosfos yet. We're going to do the first Tosfos. Top Tosfos says, Akasha on both cases. What exactly is the case here? They say, we testify by Gerusha Bechalutzis, so what's their punishment? They're going to get Malchus. Ask Tosfos. We know there's a principle, we had it already. Eidus She Yachol Lahazima. When I give testimony, it has to be testimony that is mazimable. If I can make up that word. It's mazimable. If it's not mazimable, then it's not called testimony. It's not, you need edus sheyachal hazima. If it's edus she'i'at yachal hazima, that's not called testimony. So here, as Tosfos, how could this testimony be accepted in the first place? Because what are they going to get? You don't make them ben garushas. You don't give them golus. So that should be edus she'i'at yachal hazima. So there's 2 days in Tosfos. 2 days in Tosfos. Answer number one, Tosfos says, how about the edus she'i'at yachal hazima beinze edus? First day of Tosfos, first skinny line. Kivan shelokin havi kasher zamam. Vavi shapar at the yachal azima. First day of Tosfos is yachal azima because the malchus is in lieu of the galus or ben garusha. The malchus is the substitute. They do get kasher zamam. The malchus is a chameleon. It looks like malchus, but really it's ben garusha. It's really the punishment in disguise that they wanted to inflict. The second day of Tosfos is a no. Maybe it's an exception to the rule. Maybe it's an exception to the rule. But Odi Shlomar says Tosfos. That it's an exception to the rule, what can you do? But it's still Eidus that it's accepted. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas? So all the Achronim on Malkus say these 2 days of Tosfos argue about what is this Malkus considered that you're giving instead. Is this a Kiyum of Kasher Zaman? Or is this, we're stuck, we don't have any other choice, so we're giving another punishment. A separate external punishment. But that is a Kiyum. That's the 2 days of Tosfos. According to the first day of Tosfos, it is kasher, it is yachol lahazima, because the malchus is that punishment, so that malchus is a kiyum of kasher zamam. But others say no, it's not hazamim at all. You can't fulfill hazamim in this case. It's an exception to the rule based on other sources. But you give the malchus anyway, and you accept their testimony. Those are the 2 days in Tosfos. How do we view the malchus that we are giving these people? Okay, Gemara. Says the Gemara, first question, as we alluded to already. How did the Mishnah start off? How did Edom become Zomamin? In these cases. Hakeitzad Eino Edom Nasin Zomamin Bayalai. 1 minute. These are cases where regular Din Zomim, Hazama, does not apply. So this Mishnah should start off by saying, what's an unusual case? What's the abnormal case of? But instead it starts off, how did Edom become Zomamin? And then it says an unusual case. Sorry? It sounds like that line sounds like the second day of Tosfos, at least the question. At least the question of the Gemara sounds like the second day of Tosfos, because the Gemara seems to be saying this is not Zomamin. This is not Zomamin. Correct. The Ode, in the second line, Midiktani lakamon, it already says later on, Abal'am dafhe, Abal'amru lahem heichat ameidim. The regular din of Edom Zomamin is said then, how could you know, shari bo'osu ayom, atava yisim imanu lakamploni, hare elu Zomamin. The Mishnah on Daf Hey, 4 blot from now, tells us what the Ikar Din of Ein Zomim is. So besides the fact that it asked the wrong question, it gives the answer in 4 blot from now. So what's going on here? How are we supposed to understand this? Ask a question, the answer is either there's a big space between the question and the answer, or it's the wrong question. Answers the Gemara, Tana Hasam Kai. No, this Mishnah is really referring back to the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So that's why it sounds like we're coming in the middle. But that's what it's referring back to. The Mishnah Sanhedrin, back on Daf Peites, said, "Call a zomamin makdim and losa misa. All edim zomamin get the misa that they wanted to inflict on the defendant. Chutz mizomamin bas kohen ubaala. Except where the edim come and testify that a bas kohen was mizana, it's a special din that she gets sreifa." And the halacha is that the Edom Zomim do not get sreifa. She'ein makdim in la'osa misa, ela la'misa acheres. They get the punishment they wanted to give to the bo'el, to the man, and not to her. So that is what Armish is referring to. Meaning, that's one case where the Edom Zomim do not get the same exact punishment that they tried to give. So now this Mishnah is continuing that idea. Here's another case. Here's another case where they get the punishment, a different punishment. V'yish edim zomim acherim, she'ein osim b'hen din azama kol ikr, ela malchus arbaim, ketzad, midin on a bishponi, shu ben gerusha v'chalutza, ein omrim yasa zeh ben gerusha ben chalutza, taftav, ela lokes arbaim. This is another case which you get an unusual. So, related to Josh's point, is this Gemara mefurish like the second day of Tosfos? Sounds that way on the surface, right? These, was another case that they don't have din azama kol ikr, except for malchus? How would the first day of Tosfos have to read that Gemara? Lamaisa. It's just a Lamaisa line. Lamaisa, they're not getting what they tried to do. But conceptually, they're getting something in lieu of that. But you have to read the Gemara somehow. According to Tosa's first answer, you have to read this Gemara. So you have to say, it just means Lamaisa they're not getting on the outside, but really deep down, we could view it that they are getting, they're getting something. This line that we just read relates to what we just started off with and what we discussed back 35 days ago. The first daf in Chelek. The order of the Prakim of the end of Sanhedrin. Right, so remember, if there's Machlokas, we showed him different versions whether Chelek is supposed to be the last parak in Sanhedrin or the second to last parak. So this line sounds like that it's supposed to be in the opposite order than we have it, because we're going on the previous Mishnah. Which previous Mishnah? What, in the second to last parak of Sanhedrin? Work better if it's the last parak. Rashi sounds here. Look at Rashi. Hasam Ka'i. Be Sanhedrin Solik. It's going back on Sanhedrin. Ditznan b'shili ein Elohein anechnakin. Duhu siyuma de Sanhedrin. It says in Elohein anechnakin, which is the end of Sanhedrin. Well, the end of Sanhedrin? Doesn't work so well with the Rashi we had back in Chelek. The Rashi at the beginning of Chelek said that Chelek is the last parak. Olam haba, tchias ha-mesim, and it's referring back to a b'shili ein Elohein anechnakin. Unless siyumi here doesn't mean the last parak, it just means towards the end. A little hard to put the two Rashis together, but that is what Rashi here says. The Ritva also notes, discusses this. The Ritva on Makas is very important. Skinny, it's Makas and Psachim, all in the same volume. But it's, the Ritva is important on Psachim. So the Ritva also talks about the order of the first Ritva here. Why did it start off with this parak anyway? Why not with Elohim Halokin, which is the Iker part of the parak, the Besechta? Because Malkus is in the context, in the Torah, of Edom Zomerman. And that's why it starts off with Edom Zomerman. And Va'od is referring back to Perak Elohein HaNechnokin. And then he says, V'nirin HaDvarim, the Perak HaNechnokin, who sof Mesechah Sanhedrin. V'chein nirin midivrei Rashi Zal. Here. So he learns Siyuma, Rashi is at the end. He doesn't talk about the Rashi in Daf Tzadik, beginning of Chelek. But that's the Ritva and Rashi here about the order of the Mesechtas. One other Ha'ara, and then we'll continue. Tosfos, another Tosfos. Tosva says, what's the chiddush of that Mishnah that we quoted, that all Zomamin, you know, get the Misa that they want to inflict, except for Zomamin Bas Kohen? What's the chiddush? We know that. That's a din in the Torah. Kasha Zomam Lasos L'Achiv. Tosva says, look at the Tosva's Kala Zomamin. So first he quotes Rashi, fifth line. What does it mean, the Oget Osa Misa? She'en lahem neisva hamlata. There's no way out. There's no escape. No escapes. What's the chiddush of that? Bezdin passing the Gemara din, of course there's no escape. What else is there? What else is there? What? That's the Chiddush? So he quotes him elsewhere. Maybe the Chiddush is that we're not ma'ana the din. We don't wait till the next day. Ini ha-din. So again, we also know that from elsewhere. So what's the Chiddush? So Tosva says, Lakach pirish ri, magdim in hachi pirusho, vade ate tzorach la misan b'misa shehemiso, avo vade im enu yachol, afidu hachi na misan b'chol misa shenuchal. The chiddush is matim losa misa means try to be machayev them in the misa that they did, but maybe they wanted to inflict skila, and for some reason we can't do skila. I don't know, well, something's wrong with the base of skila. Then matim losa misa is the chiddush, but if not b'di'eved, you could do b'chol misa shenuchal, kill him in any one of the dalin misas, meaning any that's more kal. That's what the Tosva says. Tosva then quotes, "I Gemara's elsewhere seem to say you're not allowed to do this." You could because it's limited to murder. A murderer you could kill in any way. Sentosis adds an important line in Tosis Kala Zomamin. Murderers, if they run out of court, if you can't give them the misa they wanted to inflict, you could kill them in any way possible. Any way possible, even outside the four misas bezdin. But all the other ones, you have to use one of the dalim misas bezdin. That's Tosis's chilek between Ritzicha and, because there's two Ritzicha and Gol Adam. Have a separate din, it's not like from another Gemara, so the two of them you could kill in any way possible that you need. When it comes to others, you have to use at least one of the Dalin Mises Bezdin. The uniqueness of Ritzicha. Ritzicha might be a unique type of Aveira that comes up. Again, at the end, if we have time, we'll talk about a Rambam and other sources about the uniqueness of Ritzicha. Let's continue though first. Minani Mili. So, now we have, how do we know? How do we know that, what? That we don't make the witnesses the first end of the Mishnah. If they're Kahanim, why don't we make them Chalalim? What's wrong with that? Why can't we do that? I hereby confer with you the status of Chalal. Why don't we do that? We know any Mili. So, two answers. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, you see Reish Lakish is taken out because Rav Shimon ben Levi was older than Reish Lakish. So it's hard for him to be quoting Reish Lakish. So that's why they taken out on the side. To Amar Kra, va'asisam lo kasher zamam lo velo lazaro. So he darshan, do to him, do the witness what he wanted to do, to him and not to his children. If you make this aid a halal, then his kids are going to be halalim. It's not what it says in the Torah. You're only supposed to punish him, not supposed to punish his kids. So lo velo lazaro. Says the Gemara, okay, so v'sulu di devo v'sulu zare. So why don't you just make him a unique type of halal? He is a halal, not his kids. Why don't you make it, why do you do that middle one? So the Gemara says, no. Be'ina kachazam alasas la'achiv v'leka. No, but they wanted to make the defendant halalim forever. So therefore, we can't just do it to him and not to, that would only be partial. Partial is not good enough. If you can't do the whole thing, connected to that Ramban that we spoke about, if you can't do it, then you just pick a whole different tract, and that is the track of Malchus. That is one answer. The Rabbi Yosef Engel here, first Rabbi Yosef Engel on Malchus, he says in the Gilyoni Hashas, relating to something that we spoke about at the end of Malchus. Interesting, just Derech Agav, but he brings it up here. You see how his mind works. So he says, there's a Rambam that we discussed, the second to last day of Sanhedrin. The Rambam quotes that if Rov of the city of an Ir Hanidachas, if Rov of the city are of the Avodah Zarah, then what do? Remember the Rambam? We kill them and we kill their wives and children. That's what the Rambam says. And all the Mepharshim say, why do we kill their wives and children? Right? What? It's like Korach. This week's Parsha. Like Korach, we could wipe out his whole family. They should have prevented them. But that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. And everybody wonders, what's the din? He says, the gam tafsh there any dachas neharogin. The tafsh, so that's what the, he says, the achronim ask on that Rambam, the inkain, habilei, if that's true, then eidi irani dachas, ask the reverse of angle, how could you ever do that? Because eidi irani dachas is eidi she'iyata yachalazimo. The hatafshala eidim iefsha she'yaharogu. They're trying to wipe out the Anshei Irani Dachas and their kids, but we will never kill the kids of the Eidim. Why? Because lo v'lo lazaro. On this Gemara right here. And if we will never kill their kids, then it's Eidah Shiyata Yechalazima. So Mimanafshach, it's circular. How will there ever be testimony against Anshei Irani Dachas? Because Anshei Irani Dachas, you're testifying about them, their kids are going to be included in the getting killed, but their own kids are not going to be killed. Eidah Shiyata Yechalazima. So forget the problem of, how can you kill their kids? But it's Eidah Shiyata Yechalazima. As the Achronim, he says, on the Rambam. What? I'm sorry? Malchus. Okay, maybe it's about, but regarding the kids, you're not going to give Malchus to the kids. They're trying to punish the kids in some way, and here.
Same as that place.
Right, okay. So he says, based on that principle, so how do you ever. You don't give a Malchus there. They don't give Malchus. The halacha is that their Eidah works. Their Eidah works, and if not, they would be killed. Don't give a Malchus. But Umehematar, so some answer, by Irani Dachas, the Eidim are not testifying just about the men. They're testifying about the kids also. Degam din hataf lehareg. And he says, it would fit in much better, according to the Shittas, that we're talking about older taf. Older taf, they know what they're doing. They don't have full ben das, but when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there are different standards. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, even if you have an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, that knows the imkina rechiv akatan b'shaper b'shalasmo the gzeres akasav will be arni dachas lechayiv gamas akatan al havoda the averis katan we have this is an edrin averis katan is still called takala kalon we had those sugyas before and that's the chiddush of the kara that we don't have rachmanis on the katan of the arni dachas even though we have it we have rachmanis in other areas and they're killed per se for themselves not because of their fathers so again that's a hemshech of the end of Sanhedrin in the beginning of Malchus. Right, okay. That's according to this, very hard. Right, we had the right the Gemara Nayin Alf. The three cases that never came up, that was the Betzorah Morah and Bayis HaMenucha and Irani Dachas. That was only according to one opinion. I mean, each of those, there was somebody who argued and said, I was at a kever of a Betzorah Morah. And I was at a... Right, they all argued. Okay, right. That's the first answer. Why don't we make them Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzis? Second, Barpada Omer Kalva Chomer. It's a Kalva Chomer that we can't make them. Uma ha-mechalel eino mischalel. It's a Kalva Chomer. If the Mechalel means a Kohen who marries a Grusha. If the one who is causing the Chilol, he himself is not mischalel. So Habal Chalel v'lo Chilel, which is one of the mysteries And one of the tragedy, the Kohen himself, nothing. Nothing. The Kohen, nothing happens to the Kohen. The Kohen marries a Grusha. He's a Balavera. He's Chayav Malkus. He's a Balavera. But he doesn't become a Chalal. So if the Kohen who's causing the Chilol doesn't become a Chulal, so Habala Chalal v'lo Chilol. So Edim, who just try to cause Chilol and they didn't succeed, Enodin Shalo Yischalal. Surely they shouldn't become Beim Yischalal. There are Chashulchan in Simon Zion and Eben Ezer, Sif, if you want to look it up, Sif, Lamed Beis, says a Kohen. You know, we say, oh, how could that happen? That he's fine, but his kid is a problem. But this Kohen was born a Kohen. He was born with full Kedushas Kahuna. If he's born with full Kedushas Kahuna, you don't ruin your Kedusha by doing an Aveira. If I do an Aveira, what, I lose my Kedushas Yisrael? No, I did an Aveira. We had in Sanhedrin, Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael Hu. So Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael Hu, Afal Pi Shechata Kohen Hu. You can't lose your Kedusha. You're a Bala Vera, but you don't lose your Kedusha. But his kid is born tainted. His kid is born. The first second he doesn't have full Kedusha's Kahuna. That's why his kid becomes a Chalal, and not himself. Even though it seems like warped. Why shouldn't anything happen to him? But that's the Svara. That's the Svara, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So that's the Bar Pada. We can't possle them, because they only tried. Says the Gemara 1 minute. If you say that Svara, then the whole concept of it, Kasher Zamam, is thrown out the window. Masgava Ravina Im Kain. If you use that svara that Edom only tried to do it, so we can't give them the punishment. If came batalta Torah Edom Zomim, then the whole concept of Edom Zomim is thrown out the window. Why? Umah hasokel eno niskal. If the Edom actually succeeded in stoning the guy, as we know, eno niskal, the principle of hargu ein neheragin or kasher zama below kasher asa, same thing. If the Edom succeeded in punishing the guys, and they themselves are not punished. That's the Gzeras HaKosef. Umah HaSok Eleno Niskal, if they themselves that succeeded, they don't get stoned. Habol Iskol, below Sakal, if they only tried to cause Skila and they didn't, Eino Din Shalo Yiskol, surely they shouldn't get Skila, which is just the, undermines the whole din. Okay, fine, go back to the first answer. Barpada is rejected, and we go back to the first answer. So, Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa, it's going to come up many times in the Masechta. And I've mentioned the Ramban before, which I'm not going to mention now because I'm going to save it. But I saw last night a Maharal, which I don't think I've mentioned before. Maharal on the Gur Aryeh in Shoftim. The Maharal says, he says two things, I'll just mention one now. We'll come back to this Maharal. I don't know why this Maharal isn't more famous. But maybe it is, I just don't know it. Says the Maharal on that Pasuk, he says, Kasher Zomam Lasos La'achiv. The Iker of Kasher Zomam is we're punishing for their thoughts. Kasher Zomam Lasos La'achiv. How long does a thought stay in my brain? Says the Maharal. Kasher Zomam. I'm thinking I have kavanah to punish the guy. Once the guy is punished, the thought is no longer in my brain. The thought is already finished. I want to do something. He's punished. Wonderful. It's gone. So there's no purpose in punishing Edom Zomim, because the Chiddush of Edom Zomim is that you're punishing for their thoughts, for their ratzon to punish. The second that they succeeded, it's no longer a thought. Masha ain't Cain, if you caught them before they succeeded. By a different Aveira, you're punishing for the action. The second you do an act, that act is there forever and ever. So, once the act is done, so you punish for the act. Boom. But Edom Zomim, the Chiddush is Kasher Zomam. Vasisem Kasher Zomam. You do based on what they thought, what they wanted. So, that's the Chiddush of Edom Zomim, you're punishing for the Machshava. Machshavas only last up until you succeed. Once you finish, once you succeeded, so then it's no longer a machshava. They actually caused an act. But that's not Edom Zomim. The Chiddush of the Torah of Edom Zomim is Kasher Zomam Lasos La'achiv. That's one answer given. He gives another answer, but we'll continue now. But that's one that's a beautiful, you never saw it, the Gur Aryeh, right there in Shoftim. Continuing. So how do I know that why don't we send them into Galus? Send them into Galus. What's the problem? And they'll stay there till the Kohen Gadol dies. Amar Rish Lakish to Amar Kra Hu Yonis Alakas Harem Hu Velo Zomamin. So a special drasha. Who? Only somebody who kills the Shogig and not the Zomamin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kavachomer. Rabbi Yochanan says another answer is a Kavachomer. Uma Hu Shasa Maisa Bemazin. If he didn't act Bemazin. Eino Gola. If he didn't act Bemazin. Somebody who kills Bemazin. Somebody who kills Bemazin. Hahorig, he didn't ice Bemazin. He doesn't go to Galus, right? Even if he's not killed. Let's say there were no witnesses. If he doesn't go to Galus, so Hain shall also ice Bemazin. They didn't do a Maisa, right? They just did, right? Edom Zomim is Ain Bo Maisa. So Ain Odin Shalo Yigla. Surely they shouldn't go to Galus. If a guy who kills Bemazin doesn't go to Galus, So they didn't do a maisa; they just did a machshava b'meizid. So the Gemara says, "V'hi no senes." Should be just the opposite. Who shas the maisa b'meizid? He who didn't act b'meizid. If somebody killed the maisa, oh, look, he doesn't go to galus. Kiechid to levy the kapara. We don't want to give him a kapara because he does a terrible act. Hain shelo asu maisa b'meizid. They who didn't do an act b'meizid, nami liglu. They should go to galus. Kiechid to levy lo kapara. What they did wasn't as bad, so we should dafka let them go to galus. So Ella Bechaver the Kaderish Lakish. Fine, go back to the first answer. Again, a concept that has come up in the past. Sometimes if something is so bad, then we're not going to let them have the kapara, right? This is what the Kesef Mishnah suggests about Edom Zomim itself. If they succeeded, then they're beyond. Punishing them wouldn't even bring them a kapara. If they caused Ruby to be killed for nothing, using the judicial system, that's terrible. It's even worse in this way than killing them themselves. Reuben killing Shimon, because there, you're not undermining the judicial system. Here, you're using the legal system to kill the guy. That's even worse, says the Kesef Mishnah, and we don't give him the punishment.
See, that's not a kapara that we don't want him to get kapara.
Good question. We don't want him to get a kapara, or even if he would get it, it wouldn't be enough of a kapara. I don't know if we could decide what's a kapara and what's not, because that's up to Hashem. So it's probably, we think it's so bad, we don't want to give him the opportunity, even if we don't know for sure. But you're right. You're right. It's a good question. Which one is it? Period. Okay. Omar Ula. Says Ula, Remez Leidem Zomim Natar Minayin. Ula says, where's the hint for Leidem Zomim in the Torah? Remez Leidem Zomim in Voksiv. I said, Simokash Zomim. It's a pasuk. It's not a hint. So Ella, Remez Leidem Zomim Shalokim Natar Minayin. How do you know you get Malkus in these types of cases? Where is that in the Torah? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, "V'tziko as a tzaddik v'yeshua as a rasha," that you exonerate the tzaddik and you convict the rasha. V'hayim b'nekos a rasha, and if he, then you give him malchus. So mishum v'tziko as a tzaddik v'yeshua as a rasha. V'hayim b'nekos a rasha. What does that mean? If you do exactly what you're supposed to do, then you give them malchus. There's got to be something missing in these pasukim. So ela edim sheyeshua as a tzaddik. This is what the Torah is referring to. Edim originally were marshia the tzaddik. V'asu edim achrini v'tziko as a tzaddik. And then another set of edim came. And they were matzdik the tzaddik, demei ikara, from originally, the one who was always innocent, v'shavinu lahani rishayim, and now these first witnesses have the status of rishayim, v'hayim minakos ha-rasha, and they get malchus. So that's the source for malchus in these unusual cases, where regular edim zomamin does not work. Ask the Gemara, v'tepikle milosane, what do you need a specific makar from there for? There's a separate issue, losane b'reach eitshaker, right? Aseres hadibros, why don't they get malchus for that? Answer, Bishim Dahavi Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Cholav She'ein Bo Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. As the Medrash says, that in the Torah, the Makar Malkus is next to the Lav, the Aveira of muzzling, the Lav of Chasima. So we darshan that the only time you get Malkus is if I violate an Aveira that's similar to the Lav of muzzling. So there are many Limudim from there. One of them is, just like the Lav of muzzling is an action Aveira, I muzzle the animal, so too I only get Malkus for a Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa. Alav she'ein bo maisa, I don't get malchus. So if you only have losane, which is just an act of, it's dibur, so then I wouldn't get malchus. That's why you need the specific source of hitztiku as a tzaddik. Okay, there's lumdis on alav she'ein bo maisa, which we discussed in the past, not for now. How do you define it? What if you have an aveira that you could do without a maisa? Like muzzling itself. The Gemara talks about chasima b'kol. If you have an aveira, let's say my animal is about to eat, I go, right, just like you do with a child. Right? That's muzzling the animal also, but without an act. I'm just screaming at it. The second that it gets so close, I go, what? Stop! That's also muzzling. You get malchus for that? So what if you have an avera that could be done with a maisa or without a maisa? Right? That's a big discussion. Do you say it's always lav she'esh b'maisa? Do you say it's ein b'maisa? That's a discussion we've had, but remember it's important for the definitions of lav she'esh b'maisa. Vayter, Tana Rabbanan. Dalad v'ram nemar b'edem zomim. There are four things that are said about edem zomimin. Four things that are said that don't apply. Ein asa begerusha mechalutza, number one. Vein golan lari mikla, number two. Those two we had. Vein mishalman es hakofer. They don't pay kofer, meaning if two witnesses testify that Reuven's ox killed Shimon, and they're found to be zomamin, so if Reuven's ox really killed Shimon, then Reuven has to pay a payment, kofer. He doesn't get killed, but he has to pay kofer. So the Edom don't pay that kofer. The Ein nimkaran be'evet ivri. And they're also not sold as an evet ivri. What is the case? Pashtus, Rashi says, we'll get to the Rambam Bezrem tomorrow. Rashi says the case is where two people testify that Reuven stole, and he doesn't have enough money to pay back. So he has to be sold as an evet ivri. So if they're proven to be Zomin, they're not sold as an evet ivri. Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Amru, Af, Eim, Shalman, Al, Piyatzman. Also, Rabbi Akiva says, they don't pay al pi atzman. What is the case of mishalman al pi atzman? So again, we'll have to see that case tomorrow. Right? So Rashi says the case that we'll discuss that case tomorrow. Rashi says the case is where they're proven to be zomim and then they run to another bezin and they admit in that bezin that oh we were edim zomim in there. So let's just do the first part of it. Ein hazebegur shebechalusa kida amran, as we said. Veigal lori miklad kida amran, as we have already explained. Ve mishalman as a kofer ksavri kufra kapara. They don't pay the kofer because kofer is an atonement payment. Vihani labnei kapara ninu. And Edom Zomimin, we don't give the element of kapara. What Eli just asked, we don't allow them to have the kapara payment. Man tana kufra kapara, who holds that way? Who holds that kofar that I would pay if my ox kills somebody is a kapara payment and not a mominous payment? I'm Rav Chizda, Rav Yishol, Ben Osher, Rav Yochanan, Ben Baruch Ahi. The Tanya, the Nasan, Pidyon Nafsho, Demei Nizik. The Tanakama says, who do you pay? You pay the value of who? So the Tanakama says, the value of the damaged person. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, Amar Demei Mazik, the value of the perpetrator. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So my la baka miflagi. The Gemara says, what's the Machlokas about? Demar Sover Kufar Mamona, the one who says that you're paid for the victim, so you're paying the value of what he would have been sold as a slave on the slave market, so you're paying a mominous payment, the value that you damaged. Umar Sover Kufar Kapara, Lachor, the one who says that you pay your own, because you need a Kapara. That's why you pay what you're worth. So isn't that a machlokas? The Gemara answers, no, I'm Rav Papa Lo, to kuli alma kufra kapara. It could be that everybody agrees that it's a kapara. The question is, though, how to get the best kapara? Falacha b'haka miflagi. Mar saver b'dinizak shayminan. One says the best way to get a kapara is paying for the one you killed. Umar saver b'dimazak shayminan. Let's just finish up this line. My time out of Rabbanan. What's the reason the Rabbanan say that the best way to get it is the nizik? Because of gzera shava, nemar hashas salamata, nemar hashas salamala. The verb of hashas is used in two places. Ma'af, ma'lahalam b'dinizak, afkam b'dinizak. Rabbi Yishmael, v'nasan pidyon nafshoksiv. It says you have to give your soul, pidyon for your soul, which is the mazik. V'rabbanan, in, yes. Pidyon nafshoksiv. It says pidyon nafsho, miyuki shayminan, bidinizak shayminan. But still, when you evaluate your pidyon, it is related to the nizik's value. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The ritva, maybe we'll start off tomorrow, is that why aren't they a bar kapara? We don't allow them to pay because we don't want them to give a kapara. What did we say before, though? Why don't they go to galus? Because it is a special limud. Without that special lima, they will go to Golos. Isn't Golos also Kapara? So we'll start off with that Ritva. We'll start off with that Rambam. We'll give a different case about Eved Ivri. And we'll start off with other ideas as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Wonderful to be in the Sechas Makas. And again, the Shir Bi'iyun related to the Daf will be starting sometime this week on OU.org. They already have the flag up there. You can feel free to, I think you might be able to sign up to get it. But that Eved Hashem will be starting this week as well.